All right, let's go. Happy Monday. Good morning, Buffalo. Yes, we're all half asleep. Yes, we're miserable. We're disappointed. But we're used to that as Buffalo sports fans, right? That game was just not what we wanted. It's amazing. I never felt the game was as close as it actually was. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. I never felt that game was as close as it ended up being. But here we are. We're on the outside looking in now, are the Buffalo Bills. But you know what? It's a little more fun, if you ask me. Now every game means something. You know, 5-4. Remember, in 2021, the Bills hit 7-6 at one point. So, you know, let's all calm down. And, you know, hey, if people want to jump off the bandwagon, that's fine. That's fine. It's getting a little crowded on the bandwagon anyway. So you want to jump off? That's fine. You know, Jimmy, I was saying this before you came in. Good thing I sold the Miami tickets, because I don't know if there's another game that I'll be able to make money off of. And I mean, now you don't really want to sell any more games, because what are you selling for? The playoffs? There's a good chance if the Bills even make the playoffs, they won't be in Buffalo. So I'm glad I sold a game when I did. But, you know, there it is. The Bills lose. It would have been better if they won, obviously. But the season, don't pay attention to percentages and playoff machines. Just pay attention to the games, okay? They lost. You know what? The way they've been playing since the Miami blowout, they were due another loss, okay? They've not been playing well. They didn't play well against Jacksonville. They definitely didn't play well against a 2-win New England team. And they didn't play their top potential last night. Okay, let's move on. Monday night against Denver, a Denver team that on paper looks awful, but a Denver team that also defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. So, anything is possible. Move on. Yeah, it sucks. The Sabres beat Toronto. At least we have that. Yes, they got blown out by Philadelphia on Friday, but they beat Toronto. I did not have a good sports weekend. Minus the Sabres beating Toronto, I had two football teams playing to control their own destiny. One just got blown out of the water, 34-3. But, you know, they're a few years away from being good again. And the Bills last night. So it was not the best football weekend for me. But you know what? It was still a good weekend. Weather was decent. You know, I wasn't bundling up to go outside. So I will take the positives. I have to say this before we get to the topic. I will say one thing. One reason that I am not all mopey about the game, as I was when I left my apartment this morning, is because I exercised amazing driving skills this morning on Sheridan Road about 4:35. Yes, I was running a little late today. 4:35 this morning in a place where my mother hit a deer decades ago. I swerved, and thank God for the brand new brakes I have on my car, because I swerved and missed a deer that literally came out of nowhere. For almost 20 years, I laughed at my mom when she said a deer came out of nowhere in that particular spot on Sheridan. Well, guess what? Mom, I'm not laughing anymore, because I know exactly what you're talking about. This deer came out of absolutely nowhere. And I always have my guard up driving in the morning. And this deer came out of nowhere, and guess what? Perfect swerving, use of brakes, and I missed the deer. Did not hit the deer. And guess what? I have been in a very positive mood since then. Not letting that game bother me last night. Not letting the game from Saturday bother me. No, I am thankful that I swerved. And it's obviously good that no one was around, because I wouldn't have been able to swerve as I did at 4:30 in the morning. But I wish someone had been able to see it. I wish someone would have been able to see this skillful, trained driving, responsible driving that I did on Sheridan this morning. I wish someone would have been able to see it, but guess what? I am just thankful for my car and for the deer that there was not a collision, and that I was able to swerve right away from them and keep on driving. And everyone is fine this morning. But I had to share that. And my mom's probably like, why didn't you tell me this story? I want her to hear it on the air. I'm sorry. I know what you mean now when you say the deer came out of nowhere, because this deer literally came out of nowhere. So that's been my morning. Hopefully yours has been less eventful. I do want to say one more thing about the game. I've never seen that. I watch a lot of football, okay? Ask my wife. I watch a lot of football because she'll say another game. That's what she'll say tonight when I turn on the Jets-Chargers game. I watch a lot of NFL and college football. I have never seen an intentional grounding call like that. So because of a miscommunication between the wide receiver and the quarterback, that's now a penalty? Miscommunication's now a penalty? I thought that was absolutely insane. And not that 3 points would have made much of a difference. I mean, it would have been a 3-point game instead of a 6-point game if everything else had worked out the same in the game. But I thought that was just an awful call. And then Terry McCauley to come on the broadcast and say, yeah, I can see why. Can you? I've never seen that called in my life. And I have watched tons of football. I'm not, you know, hey, I know more than the officials, but I watch a ton of football. I have never seen that call before in my life. And guess what? If that's what we're calling intentional grounding now, I know a lot of examples of where a flag should have been thrown. So I thought that was an awful call. Then Gabe Davis, you know, someone gets a handful of Gabe Davis face mask, and that's not called in the end zone. So there were some missed calls, and I don't want to be, oh, the Bills did nothing wrong, it was all the officials' fault. No, the Bills did not play a good game. They didn't play a solid game. There were some missed calls. There were some awful calls in that game yesterday. And that intentional grounding, yuck. Whoever told Sean McDermott to challenge the catch should have been left at the stadium in Cincinnati. I hope that individual did not get back to Buffalo. Let that person just stay in Cincinnati now. We don't need their advice. I don't know who it is. I don't know what else they've done in their career. We don't need that advice. That person's job, gone. That's an embarrassing challenge. And that's not just me speaking. That's everyone on social media, Bills fan or not, speaking. So, anyway, that's a recap of the last 48 hours. Now, to tomorrow. Tomorrow's election day. Yes, Election Day 2023. If you listened to Hardline yesterday, you heard a candidate call in. You heard the leaders of the Republican and Democratic Party in Erie County. You heard the candidates for Amherst Highway Superintendent. But can you believe this? And I know it's difficult to believe in the world we live in, right? If you listen to news radio, if you watch news often, especially local news, if you pay attention to commercials when you're watching TV, you know there's an election day tomorrow, right? Maybe you've already gone and voted. But the fact that there are people in Erie County that don't know it is election day tomorrow, it shocks me. But again, I have to remember, not everyone lives in this world, right? I spend hours in news radio a day. So obviously, I'm going to know about the election. It really surprises me the amount of people who just gloss over that there's an election tomorrow. I have some family members. Friday, my wife goes, oh, they won't know there's an election. I text them. They said, what election? What are we voting for? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I said yesterday, there's two bad things about that. Number one, you don't know there's an election. Number two, you've never listened to me on the radio. There's two bad things when you admit that you don't know there's an election tomorrow. There are the group of people who don't even know there's an election, don't know anything's going on. Then you have the group of people who know there's an election but won't use the 30 seconds of time to go to the poll and vote. And I want to know at 803-0930, star 930, Your message to those who won't go vote tomorrow. Your message to those who don't know there's an election. And what would you tell them is the reason to go to the poll? Now, I find the wrong way to approach this is you should go to the poll because insert candidate's name. I would say the best way to get someone to go to the poll, or I'm sorry, the opening line, obviously you're going to want to say something positive about your candidate. I've done that. But the opening line should be, well, a local election is the best way to voice your opinion, and it's the best way to get immediate change, right? Noticeable immediate change locally. I mean, you heard the interview at 7:20 this morning. The gas tax very likely will be put back in, you know, full if Mark Poloncarz is reelected. That's something we all know. That's something we all notice. You know, I am just surprised. I should say this. I am just surprised after the last 4 years that we still have people in their 30s and 40s who don't focus a little more on local government. It's like I said last week when I filled in for David. I am surprised the amount of people who still don't understand how important local elections are. I would say local elections are more important than some national elections. And the fact that we get such a low turnout really surprises me. You know, you look at the last 4 years, COVID, right? The pandemic, businesses closing, the snowstorm, the migrant situation. Again, if you think COVID was handled, you know, fantastically, if you think the blizzard was handled well, I don't think anyone thinks it was handled well, but if you think that there were lessons learned and you trust the people in power, if you think the migrant situation, I mean, and there are people who think those things were handled either well or lessons were learned, and they're going to go vote for things to stay the same. But even if that's how you feel, so if you're 100%, hey, I like the way things are, or 100%, I hate the way things are, or somewhere in the middle, I would think the last 4 years has woken you up to, look what local government does, right? Look what decisions are made at the local level. And I am surprised that we are still going to have a somewhat low voter turnout after the events of the last 4 years. So what is your message to those who don't even know there's an election tomorrow? What is your message for those who say, eh, I'm just going to stay home. It's not worth my time. And why are you voting? Tell me why you're voting without telling me a candidate name. How's that sound? Tell me why you're voting without mentioning the candidate that you're voting for. 803-0930. *930 is the number to get on. Also, do you have any stories of early voting? I know we don't usually go political on this show, and I liked it. I like it that way, but we are 24 hours from Election Day. I think today's a fair exception to the rule and go a little politic talk on this show. Again, it's not going to be the norm, but I think it's fair 24 hours before Election Day to ask these questions. Becky is in Cheektowaga. Becky, what's your message to those out there who either don't know it's Election Day tomorrow or aren't going to go to the polls?
Okay, my comment on that is stop complaining. First of all, we have an election every 4 years on November 7th. The date never changes. It always happens. People have been complaining for the last 4 years about everything, the cost of gas, the rise of food prices, you know, the immigrants and, you know, all these other things that are happening. And they complain and complain and complain. And then the election comes around and they don't vote. So I vote. I vote because I want change. I vote because I don't want my town taxes to go up. I vote because I'm tired of our government giving money away, excessive amounts of money away to other people and not taking care of its own American people. I'm tired of that. So my thing is, vote. Just vote. If you're sick of everything that's happened over the past four years, if you're sick of your town taxes going up, vote all your board members out. Vote for change. Vote for somebody different. I couldn't care if a monkey's uncle was running as long as, you know, he was running on a good platform. But, yeah, stop complaining. Just stop complaining. You don't have a right to complain.
Becky,
the ones that have the right to... Go ahead.
Let me ask you, because, you know, I did a few, I did an hour on the election, the 3 days I filled in for David, and I noticed a lot of calls from Cheektowaga. Is the vote getting out in Cheektowaga? Are people going to the polls in higher numbers in Cheektowaga than years past?
I believe so. I believe that every board member that is there is going to be voted out. Cheektowaga has been on the news a couple of times. The town assessing the taxes going up, and we can't use our parks. We can't use our parks. The violence and the crime in Cheektowaga is spinning out of control. It's so bad that, you know, you can't even walk your neighborhood at night anymore. People are afraid to walk their dogs. You know, they get people come home from work at night. They're taking the bus. You don't know. And it's in every area of Cheektowaga. You know, I'm around the airport area, and, you know, there's so many stabbings and shootings and robbings. And, you know, we had a period of time when people would knock on the door of a house, and if you opened your door, they would drag you out and beat the crap out of you. We are done in Cheektowaga. We want our town back. We want the businesses back in our town. There's so many empty businesses and defunct businesses. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. People aren't moving in because of the crime rate, or the people that do buy houses are shocked that, you know, they buy their house and the next year their property taxes and school taxes triple. You know, it's spinning out of control. And the last thing I heard from somebody who is in the know is that our town is broke. So my question is, what the heck are you doing with all our tax money? What are you doing with our money? I've been to board meetings. I've seen the angry people. Nothing changes. We went to one board meeting where we were having a festival at the park, and they wanted $12,000 more than they contracted for. And the finance guy said, no, we are not giving them any more money. This is not your money to give away. This is the people's money. And they went and gave them the $12,000 more anyway. So we're all done in Cheektowaga. We're tired. We're done. We want to be able to go to our parks. We want all our, you know, little festivals back. There's nothing for kids to do. You can't even take your kid to the pool because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen at the pool. So, yeah, we're done in Cheektowaga.
All right, Becky in Cheektowaga, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the phone. I'm asking you, have you run into someone who doesn't know there's an election tomorrow? I was surprised. Like, I realize not everyone's as keyed in on current events as we are here in the news. But I was surprised that there are people, not only do they not know, like, who's on the, they didn't even know there's an election. There's signs all over the place. There's ads on TV. But you know what it also proves? It also proves your Facebook post is not doing what you think it's doing. I mean, that is one thing. Like, your social media post about politics, no one's paying attention. 803-0930, star 930. What do you say to someone who didn't know there's an election tomorrow? What is your reason for going without mentioning a candidate's name? And to the people who say, I'm just going to sit at home and not go to the polls, it's not worth my time, nothing will change, what is your message to them? 803-0930, star 930. It's BMaz and Beamer with Just Joe today. Brian's out. He'll be back tomorrow. He's on a very well-deserved day off, and I'm sure it's nice to be off after that bill showing last night. 803-0930, star 930, BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Yes, welcome back. BMaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian off today. You're stuck with Joe, which you could probably tell as soon as I started talking. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Talking about Election Day, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. I hope this doesn't get back. I shouldn't say this. Hope this doesn't get back to St. Louis, but I'm filling in this afternoon for Mark Reardon on FM Talk 97.1. And, you know, we're piecing the show together. And I said, are there any local elections that we could spend a segment on? And the producer of a political talk station said, let me check. maybe he meant let me go check to see who we can get. But the way it came across was the question was, are there any elections for the segment? Let me check. But seriously, that is how people are approaching local elections, you know? I don't get it. I really don't get it. With all of the people, you know, who, and it's the same people, I should say it this way. It's the same people that, again, they'll meme on Facebook about Biden and Trump and Congress and Senate, but, you know, they act like they're too busy to go to the poll on election day for a local election. You've got 15 hours. I know you probably have a very busy life. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure your life is very busy and it's very exciting. It can't be that busy. Like, you've got to be able to find 10 minutes to go to the poll, right? I mean, come on. Like, I'm a very, believe it or not, outside of work, I've been known to be very lazy and, you know, not wanting to get off my butt unless it's absolutely necessary. I couldn't even find an excuse not to go to the polls. I mean, it's 10 minutes. And like Becky said, it's 10 minutes. And if you're going to just stay at home, and again, if you're voting 100% against me, I still think you should go to the polls. Like, I am not the kind of person that wants to silence people who disagree with me. So whatever your opinion may be, if you're just going to go to the ballot and write in James Stelliano for every office, go do it. Let your voice be heard. I mean, seriously, I don't understand how people can spend so much time on national politics and national elections and not spend 5 minutes. You notice how the time is always changing? It went from 30 seconds to 10 minutes to now 5 minutes to go to the ballot box. I will never understand that. And again, I realize not everyone is, you know, there was a time in my life where I was a political nerd. I'm not as into politics anymore because I think politics are so toxic, but I still realize how important it is to let my voice be heard. I still realize how important local elections are. Like when I was on student government at Madai College, we went to Albany for a day and got to talk to a lot of the leaders in Albany. And that was very eye-opening to what, you know, state senators and members of the assembly do. That was very eye-opening to me. And, you know, it's the same for local election, right? It's the same. And again, I'm going to go back to the COVID pandemic. If that didn't open your eyes to the power of local government, then I don't know what will. I really don't know what will. If that did not show you the power of local government, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. It also gets you on the text board. My three questions are, have you run into someone who didn't know tomorrow was election day? What did you say to them? What's bringing you to the poll? Without mentioning a candidate, what's bringing you to the polls? And what was my third question? Isn't that funny? 803-0930, star 930. What do you say to those who aren't going to go to the ballot box tomorrow? Let's go. I'll say who this is. She actually texted me. Is it okay if I call in? This is Janet in Amherst, otherwise known as my mom. Hey, Mom, did you hear my deer story?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I'm glad somebody else. I mean, I'm glad you had a better outcome than I did. But
I have an easier car to swerve than you did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I completely understand now. It came out of nowhere.
It did. It just landed on my car. It really did.
Yeah.
I would say to people that aren't going to poll, I'm not asking you to think like I do, but just think. You know, the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I mean, if you're happy with the way things are here, if you're happy with the amount of taxes you pay, and the services that you get for them, then I guess stay at home. But you know, I believe no matter how good things are, they can always be better. You know, if we've forgotten about the small business owners out there, which I think some of your family members would be that aren't voting would be heavily impacted if things were shut down again. You want to not be able to go to weddings and funerals of your family members while the people in charge go about living their lives. You know, think of all the salons, the people that do your nails and your hair, and how a lot of them lost their livelihood, the restaurants that closed. For what? We still had one of the highest death rates from COVID. If you're happy with it, the Erie County, I don't even know her correct, Department of Health, received the federal money that we got for COVID relief. If that's the way the people chose to spend that money, you know, stay at home. If that all those things are okay with you, I guess you could stay at home. Remember, this winter, it might be you on the 33. It might be you going out for groceries. If you're happy with people that came here for a better life, being held up in a hotel that you wouldn't spend a night in, and guarded by police, if you think is that good for them, it's certainly not good for us. It's good for the people that live there. It raises their level in their party with their friends, with their, you know, cronies. Makes them look good. It's not doing anything for us. It's certainly not doing anything for those people that came here for a better life. If all that's good, if you think the appropriate place to spend all the billions that we had in this state was in a non-diverse suburb of Orchard Park instead of putting it, spending that money in the city of Richmond, city of Buffalo, where people could have, neighborhoods could have prospered from it, okay, stay at home.
Mom, let me ask you, have you run into anyone that didn't know tomorrow was election day?
I don't run into a lot of people because...
That's right, you work from home.
I work from home with people who don't live in New York State. So, no, I haven't. And I do know that, you know, I walk around our neighborhood. We have a lot of signs out. So hopefully people that I know are a little better informed. But I do think, like you said, it's as much of an impact, if not more of an impact, on your daily life, local elections, than the presidential elections. But everybody seems to go there. But I get they get the publicity. They have the campaign dollars. And everybody knows about it. Yeah. But it really does impact your life. I mean, from, you know, just the annoyance of my garbage isn't picked up two or three times a month. I mean, that annoys me more than some of the things Joe Biden does. You know, and that has an impact with who I pick tomorrow. Those are the people making that everyday life decisions. I'm much more likely to get, you know, stuck in a snowstorm with a bad outcome or have a medical emergency at my home and have no one be able to come get me than have personal outcome from the, you know, from a national conflict. I don't, you know, it really does impact your daily life. And, I just don't think, because I know people in Western New York, and they're bright, and they're you know, independent thinkers, and I know the people running this you know, the county and the town, and they're just not the brightest. They're not the best we can do. But if you think they are, fine. Like I said, you don't have to think like me, but just think.
Now, Mom, let me ask you, are you glad that you work for a company not in New York State so no one says, hey, I heard you on the radio while you were working?
Yes. Yes, at my former employer, people would always come by.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling it. I 100% agree. You don't have to think like me, but, I mean, again, just look at the way things are, and nothing in the last 4 years has made you say, huh, I want to go to the polls and vote. Like, that's what surprises me more than anything. Like, even if you agree with everything, you would think that would make you run to the polls. The fact that you could live the last 4 years and say nothing that happened the last 4 years has given me any kind of, you know, push to go to the ballot box, I find that to be just completely shocking.
Right. But if tomorrow, you know, somebody proposed a bill that said the governor would choose all the local officials, we would no longer elect the local officials, people would have a fit. People that haven't voted for, you know, people would be outraged if that right was taken away from us. But people don't exercise it. I just don't get it, especially people that, you know, run a small business or depend on you know, restaurants, if they, you know, don't own a restaurant, but they supply restaurants, or they do things for weddings or funerals or, you know, gatherings. They depend on social gatherings. You know, think about it. I mean, I hope we never have another pandemic, but, you know, it's not unlikely. Yeah. And it was handled very poorly.
It sure was, from all factions of government.
Yeah, but there were people in other states.
Yep.
Lived a very different life than we did, and they lived a different life now than we did because their economy was not destroyed.
Yes, I went to a college football game during the pandemic and saw it firsthand.
Right, and those places still continue to thrive when we struggle.
No, for sure. All right, Mom, appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you asking first, but you don't have to ask. It's a radio show for everybody, and I won't see you today since I'm going to be on the air in St. Louis, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, Mom. That is Janet in Amherst. Again, I didn't ask her to call in, but she asked me if she could call in. Of course, anyone can call in. 803-0930, star 930. And that is what's the most shocking to me. Again, you can be the bluest blue Democrat or the reddest red Republican. I don't understand how after 4 years, however you feel, like I said, you could be, COVID was handled perfectly, and, I think the migrant situation is being handled the best we can. If that's how you feel, you would think that would give you momentum to go to the polls. Or if you're like me and think the pandemic was handled poorly, and that includes at the federal level, if you think that the blizzard the 47 deaths from the blizzard, that most of those could have been prevented, if you think the migrant situation was brought to us by the person in charge, if you think the last 4 years have not been great for Erie County, well, then that would definitely give you some momentum to go to the polls, right? Again, I will say this all the time. I don't care if James Stelliano disagreed with everything I said. If he said, Joe, I need a ride to the ballot box, I'd give him a ride. I think you're right is what we're practicing here. I don't need everyone to agree with me. It'd be very boring if everyone agreed with me. But at least let your voice be heard. If the momentum is to cancel out my vote, let that be the momentum and go to the ballot box. Because I believe, and I will die on this hill, local elections are more important than national elections. These are the elections where you will see change instantly, or you'll see status quo instantly, right? You'll see one or the other. You don't get those kind of results that quickly at the national level, not even at the state level. If you want change, if you're not just all talk, or if you want things to stay the same, again, I'm not campaigning for anyone, okay? I am campaigning to vote. If you love Mark Poloncarz, if you love Chrissy Casilio, if you love Dwayne Whitmer, no matter who, you should go and vote. If you want change, you should go vote. If you want things the same, you should go vote. But I will never understand people who will spend all day on social media posting about national politics, who can't get off their butt for 5 minutes and go vote. I will never understand that. You think your memes are changing things? Do you think your comments on Facebook and X are changing things? They're not. The only thing that's going to change something is if you go fill out the Scantron ballot. Your tweets have done nothing. Tweets have not done anything to change the way of government or to keep things the same. Your comments on Facebook haven't done anything to change government or keep things the same. Your TikTok video hasn't done anything to change government or keep things the same. The only way you can do that is grab the pencil and the Scantron and go to the ballot box. Take the folder and put the ballot in. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't know how it will still be a low turnout. Like, I will be surprised if the results come in tomorrow and, you know, it's historically low turnout or just around the same low turnout. I don't know if I'd be able to understand that. But We'll see. And by the way, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, polls close, we go live. Tom Puckett, David Bellavia, yours truly, on the air, bringing you results and analysis of Election Day 2023. Hope you will join us. We will be live until there is a result in the Erie County Executive's race. So this is like a wild college party. We start at 9, and we're going to a question mark. Those are the best parties. Remember that Boy Meets World, Jimmy? When Topanga and Corey throw a party, and Corey goes, question mark, you know what that means. But tomorrow, 9 p.m., Election Day coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before that, we're re-airing my interviews with the candidates from Hardline. Make sure you listen to that, you know, because it's me. So, of course, I'm going to keep on promoting that. That is all we have time for today. I'm sorry, callers. We will get to you tomorrow. Brian and I will be back together. It'll be Election Day. I'm sure we'll continue along this path of Election Day talk. But again, my message to you is not who to vote for, what to vote for. My message is let your voice be heard, however you feel. Let it be heard. Go take the 5 minutes and vote, because local elections matter. Local government matters. And you have a right to go vote and have a right for your voice to be heard. That is all for today. The great David Bellavia is up next for 4 hours, and he's got a lot to talk about. He's been off for 3 days, so I know he's ready to go. And right after Lucas Buckley's news, you will hear from David Bellavia, followed by Tom Bowerly, followed by the wrap-up, or as other people call it, Buffalo's Evening News with Tom Puckett. So keep it here on WBEN all day. There's no reason to go anywhere else. Hey, I'm going to be on in St. Louis later. Obviously, I want you to listen to BEN, not to me live in St. Louis. But maybe tonight you have nothing going on. You're like, hey, I wonder what Joe Beamer talked about in St. Louis. You can find that on demand on the Odyssey app. Just look for 97.1 FM Talk, and hope you'll check it out. David's next here on WBEN.